Begin the current daf Masechet Zvachim daf Pei Tes. Begin on the top of the Amud. The Gemara begins the 10th parak Masechet Zvachim parak Kol Tadir, which discusses the halachas of Koidim Eschaveri, which the precedence of the offerings of the Karbanis, which our Mishnah opens up with one concept known as Kol Tadir Mechaveri. Whatever is more common, whatever is more frequent than the other one, so Koidim Eschaveri comes before the other carbon, as the Mishnah describes. Hatamidim, koidim l'masafin. The carbon tamid, which comes every single day, the word tamid means constant. There's a tamid that came in the morning, a tamid ben arba'im. If you have that carbon tamid and the carbon musaf, which certain days there was an added carbon on certain Shabbos and Yom Tovim, so the tamid comes before the musaf. Musvei Shabbos, koidim l'musvei reish chaydish. The carbon musaf, which let's say reish chaydish falls in on Shabbos, the musaf of Shabbos comes before the musaf of reish chaydish because Shabbos is more frequent. It's once a week, then Rish Chaydish, which is once a month, and so too for all the halachas. Musvei Rish Chaydish, Kaidmin, the Musafi Rish Hashanah. On Rish Hashanah, it's also the new year and it's also the new month of Tishrei. The Musaf of Rish Chaydish comes before the Musaf of Rish Hashanah. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk Bamidbar, explaining the halacha of our mission of Kol HaTadir, it says in the Pasuk, Milvado Lasa Baker, besides the Ayla that you bring every single morning, Asher Lo Lasa Tamin, which is the Ayla, which is the constant Ayla, Tas Oseli, you should do all these other Karbanis, which teaches us that when it says, Milvado Lasa Baker, sounds like, because that was already done, then the reason for that is because since it's more frequent than all the other Karbanis, it's the one you're going to sacrifice first. So the Gemara asks in the halacha of a Mishnah Manolam, where do we know the halacha of our Mishnah from? So the Gemara responds, Manolam, what do you know from? Because there come a timer. The Mishnah itself said the reason. It says, Milvad Oilas HaBaik, which tells us that the Oilas HaTamid was already brought. So besides that one, oh, then you bring the other Karbanis. Why? Because it's more Tadr. It's brought every single day. Says the Gemara, our question was, Dima Tamidin Hain, the Kadmu L'Masaf. And yeah, maybe the Karban Tamid comes before the Karban Musaf. Of even that of Shabbos, Mishum de Tadiri, because it's every single day. That's why its Tadirus, its frequency, is that much more Chashiv, because it's every single day. But Musafin, Musafin Minale, how do we know that the Karban Musaf of Shabbos, which is frequent more than Rish Chaydish, but how do we know that frequency is so distinguished to make it first? Maybe only a frequency that's a constant, that's every single day, is going to be first, like the Oilas HaTamid was. On that, Rabbi Lai says, because the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, after this Pasuk of Asher Oilas HaTamid, it says, Malvado Oilas HaBoker Tasu Es Eila, it says, Ka'elo Tasu La'yoyim Shibas Yam, like this you should do for the 7 days of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now, it sounds like, what's Ka'elo? Like the order that I told you in the previous pasuk, Eila, Ka'ela. These, like those which I told you before. Meaning, just like I told you in the previous pasuk, that the one that's more frequent is first, because we're saying, Milvada Lasa Baker, because that's the first one. So to the order by the Musafin, which is, if let's say it's going to be a day that has two Musafin, for example, Shabbos that's in the Yom Tov, that the one that's Tadr should come first. So you see that even the Musafin, because or else what are you referring back to Ka'ela? We already said that the Tamid comes first because the Tadr. So that halacha we knew. But then why is it comparing to this? To say that even in the Musaf in itself, there's also going to be a same halacha concept, which is that the Musaf of Shabbos will come before the Musaf of the Yom Tov. On that is the Gemara, the Haimen Boile Legufe. How could you expound the word Ko'ela to say this drasha? You need it for the halacha that the Pasuk is telling you. The Pasuk is telling you that you need to have the Karban Musaf 7 days. Because from the first Pasuk, all you would know is that the first day you're going to have it. How do you know for the 7 days? So it says, Ka'ela, like this that I told you, that you bring the Musaf, you have to do this all 7 days. So how could you use Ka'ela to expound? Oh, Ka'ela, like the first Pasuk, which is that you're going to have the halacha frequency, even in the Musaf in themselves. What do you mean? You need Ka'ela to teach the halacha that it will have every single day the Karban Musafin. And that says the Gemara, but imkain, if that would be the case, nichtav eila tasu l'yayim, then they shouldn't have said ko eila with a chaf. It should have said, these you should do for all the days of the Yom Tov. Why say ko eila? To compare it to the previous halacha of Tadiris. And that says the Gemara, no. Ikas of eila tasu l'yayim shibas ayam, if it would have said the way you're answering, that this is what you should do for the 7 days, havmina, I would have thought to say, eila l'shivas ayamim. That these 7 lambs that we said regarding the first day that was said over there, that it should be divided, those 7 lambs, for the 7 days. Not that as the halacha is to have every single day of seven lambs. That's why you need ka'ela. So how can you say that, oh no, then we should have said ela, not ka'ela, and therefore ka'ela is referring back. No, you need the ka'ela to say, yes, those seven lambs on the that we spoke about in general for the umtim, which would be the first day, you need to have like that every single day. Because if you said only ela, you'd say, oh, these seven should be divided amongst the 7 days, let's say one per day. And that's the Gemara, no, you couldn't say that. Because layoim ksiv, the pasuk says layoim to the day, which means to say that this day that you can have all seven in one day. So we know that you're not dividing all seven for the 7 days. So we already know that you're going to have on every day seven. So then what's the chav for? What's ka'ela? Oh, to say the halacha of tadiris even amongst the musafin themselves. But the Gemara still asks. No, vakati ema, I would still say that no, you need ka'ela to say the halacha of the pasuk, and it's not extra to make the drasha you're saying. Because if it only said Eila Layoim, so I would say that these are for the day, yeah, you can have seven in one day, not seven along the whole Yom Tov. But I would have said that there's seven only for the first day of the Yom Tov. Then when it says that for all 7 days you have to have a Isharech Nechech Lashem, I would know you have to have Karbonas all 7 days. Avashar Yoimi Lo Yadana Kama, but for all the other days I wouldn't know how many Karbonas you bring for every day. That's why it had to say Ko'elo for the Halacha itself, that now you'll expound when it says Tasru Layoim, not going on the 1 day, but on all 7 days. But therefore you need Ka'ela for the Halacha itself, and it's not extra again, like the Gemara was saying, to compare it to the previous Pasuk of Asha Lo Yilasa Tamid. And that says the Gemara, no. Because Amakra Tasu, the Pasuk says you should make them. Sheyu Kol Asu Yishavis. It's comparing that all the Karbanos of all the days are all the same. So I already know that you're not going to have just seven on the first day and that every other day you wouldn't know, and that's what you need Ka'ela to tell you for. No, from the word Tasu I already know that every day is going to have the same amount. So since the first day said seven, I know all days it's going to be seven. So that I would have known for just saying Ela. Why did it say ka'ela? The extra chaf is coming to say, like we said, comparing it back to the previous pasuk, that the halacha of tadir ka'idim is not only the carbon tamid, but even if, regarding the musaf themselves, that it's also going to be the more frequent musaf is going to come before the less frequent musaf. Or another interpretation, Abayami says, no, migufi dekra. From the pasuk itself that we learned out regarding the tamid, that it said mulvad olas habaker, from that pasuk itself, not from the next pasuk, we could infer that even amongst the musafin, the more frequent one is going to come first. Why? Because imkain, if it would only apply to the karmen tamid, salemakra, mulvad olas habaker, the pasuk should have only said that besides for the oil of the morning yet, which you brought first, fetishtag and then been silent. Asher lo lasa tamid lamali, why does it have to say which this is the oila that's brought every single day? Obviously, the oila sabayke is the oila satamid. Why does it say that? Rather, it's coming to tell you what's the reason why it comes first is because of its frequency. Lameimer dahach tatira tiktam, to tell you that the one that's more frequent comes first. And obviously, that's teaching regarding all other tadirim. Because regarding the tamid, you don't need to say the reason. The pasuk already tells you whichever was the reason that is coming first. Why does it say that what's the reason because it's tamid? To tell you for anything else that's more constant, that's more frequent, that it's also going to come first, even let's say the Musaf Shabbos before the Musaf of Rish Chodesh. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on a similar theme regarding precedent, what comes first. Is instead of kala tadir, it's kala makudish mechaber. Whatever is more sanctified than the other one, meaning there's an element of more sanctity in one carbon over the other one, so then kaid mechaber comes before the other carbon. For example, says the Mishnah, dam machatas kaidim ladam ha'ela. The blood of the carbon machatas comes before the carbon oila. So let's say if both of them are slaughtered and they're ready for the blood to be thrown, you're going to throw first the blood of the chatas before the blood of the oila. Why? Because it atones for even something that's a liability of karis, which requires a greater appeasement than the oila, which is only for, let's say, chiv asay, and therefore has greater sanctity, and therefore you throw its blood first. So to evari oila kaiman, the limbs of the carbon oila are going to be burnt on the fires of Mizbeach before lemuri chatas, before the sacrificial parts of the chatas. If, let's say, both their bloods were thrown, they're ready for the limbs to be sacrificed. The oila, which has all of its limb burns, comes before the sacrificial parts of the chatas, which its limbs are not burnt. The meat is eaten by the kanim, but there are fats in certain parts that are burnt. The oila comes before the chatas. Why? Because the oila is totally burnt on the fires of the mizbeach. So that's an increase of sanctity regarding the elements of the mizbeach of the oila. So its limbs comes first. Chatas kademes la'asham. The karmen chatas comes before the karmen asham. Mimnei shedama nitin l'dal kronis. First of all, the blood of the karmen chatas its blood is put on the four corners of the Mizbeach. In contrast, the Asham is only two that's four, where you put it on two diagonal corners, so it's not on four corners, and neither is it exactly on the corner, it's just on the edges. And also, Vali Yisayid, the Kar Mechatas says specifically in the Torah that you have to pour the leftover blood on the foundation of the Mizbeach, whereas by the Asham, although we know that is the Halacha, it doesn't say that explicitly in the Torah. Asham Kaidim Latarid Ve'el Nazir. The carbon Asham comes before the Thanksgiving offering and the ram of the Nazir. Meneshu Kachem Kachem, because the Asham is the higher level Kachem in contrast to the Taida and El Nazir, which are Kachem Kalam. Taida Ve'el Nazir, Kaidim Lashlam, the Taida and the ram of the Nazir comes before Kamen Shlam. Meneshehin Nechalim Le'emechad, because they're more strict, they have a higher level of sanctity that they're only eaten for one day. And Utun Lechem, they also need breads together with it, showing its greater level of sanctity. Hashlam Kohen Mubuchar, and the Shlam comes before the firstborn animal that's given to the Kehanim, which is, if it's unblemished, it's brought as a carbon. Because the Shlamim requires four gifts, meaning two that's four. And Usmicha Unasachim Utunuvas Chazav HaShayek, the Kohen Shlam also needs that the owner lean on it, that there's libations, and there has to be an elevation that they pick up the breast and the thigh part. In contrast to Bukhar, there's only one gift of blood, and also does not require smicha, and the sachem, as the Gemara says, menachas of tzadim and beis. HaBachar koin lamaisa. The firstborn animal comes before the maisa behem, which is the tenth of every animal that's brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Mipnei, because the Bachar is kshekudush asem eirachem, it's a higher level of sanctity, it's from the womb when the animal is born, it already is sanctified. And menachal lekanim, it's only eaten by the kanim, it's a gift given to the kanim, in contrast to the maisa behem. HaMaisa koin laifis. The maisa behem comes before bird carbonus. Because it's a carbon of an animal which is slaughtered with the knife. In contrast, the bird carbon is slaughtered with the malika, with the thumb nail of the kayan. And zvachim, carbonists that are slaughtered with a knife, are more distinct, more chashiv, because there's more mitzvahs relating to that, because all the carbonists are generally slaughtered with a knife, and from animals, in contrast with the bird carbon. And also another reason why Meister comes before Eifus is V'yesh B'Kodesh Kodeshim. It has, regarding a higher level of sanctity that it goes to Hashem, there's two things. Our Dame V'Evarav, it's V'Emurav, it's blood and its sacrificial parts. In contrast, by the Chatas O'Eif, where the Mizbeach only gets its blood. Now, since in regards to the Meister comes before the Chatas O'Eif, so for sure it's going to come before the Eilas O'Eif, although the Eilas O'Eif has blood and has also all of it burnt on the Mizbeach, but since Chatzis Ha'if we know comes before Oila Sa'if, as we're going to explain, so since the Maitzah Behemah comes before Chatzis Ha'if, so it's also going to come before the Oila Sa'if. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'if is Koimin L'Menachis, the bird carbonus come before the flower carbonus, because they are at least blood sacrifices, which have more atonement, because most carbonus are with blood sacrifices, which is thrown on the Mizbeach, in contrast to flower offerings, which are not as much as blood. So, although it's not an animal, but it's at least a blood sacrifice, so the bird comes first. Minchas chayte koim l'minchas nedava, a flower offering of a sinner, comes before the flower offering that's a donation. Nemneshu bal chet, because the minchas chayte comes for a sin, and that's a sanctity where it atones, that gives it a greater level of sanctity. Chatas ha'ayiv kredemis la'ayla sa'ayiv, as we mentioned before, the ayiv chatas comes before the bird ayla, and the Gemara will learn this out from Psukim. And v'chem b'kdesha, same thing goes, that when he's sanctifying, when he's designating regarding, a lot of times there was, like Masechet's Kingdom, they would bring pairs of birds, one would be a chatas, one would be an ayla, you designate, you sanctify, and you say which one is the chatas before you say which one is the ayla. Now the Gemara continues to Amud Beis and says, Menan Emili, from where do we know two halachas regarding chatas and oila, which are opposites. The blood of the chatas is thrown before the blood of the oila, but the limbs of the oila are before the sacrificial parts of the chatas, meaning regarding burning them on the mizbeach. So where do we know this from? Says the Gemara, turn about and learn the braisa. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, ufar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. And a second bull, a young bull, you should take for a karma chatas, which this pasuk is by the inauguration of the Levim when they started doing the avodah in the Mishkan in Parshas Baaloischa. So on that as the braisa, what in Bala Lamichin Shnaim, if this pasuk is coming to say that there's going to be two karbonis that they're going to bring from the Levim, and it's saying, oh, and this is the second one is the chatas, but Harik Farnam already says over there in that parasha later on, you should make one of the animals into a chatas and one of them into an ayla. So I already know that there's going to be two, and one's an ayla, one's a chatas. So then what's it teaching me by telling me, oh, and that the second young bull should be for a karbon chatas? Well, of course, if we're saying the first one's an ayla, we know the second one's a chatas, because the pasuk already says there's one ayla, one chatas. What's this pasuk teaching us? And says the Braisa, because sheyachol, you would think sheyachatas kademus locha maisa oila, that all the activities that we do with a karmachatas should be before all the activities we do with a karman oila. Because like the pasuk says, v'asa se'echad chatas v'se'echad oila. Like we said, the pasuk says, you should do one achatas, and then do one oila. So sometimes like first you do all the activities of the chatas, and then activities of an oila. Tamalem, that's what the pasuk teaches when it says, ufar sheni, the second bull, ben bakar, the young cattle, tikech lechatas, you should take for a karmachatas. So it actually is telling us that it should be secondary to the ayla, that you do chatas after the ayla. Now, ipar sheni, but if we had that only that pasuk of the second bull, yochel te ayla kedemes lechatas chamasas. In that pasuk, you would think that actually all the activities of the avoid of the ayla come before the activities of the avoid of the karmachatas. Tamalem, that's what the other pasuk that says v'asas echad chatas v'asechad ayla. No, you do first the chatas and then the ayla. But then the question is, so how do we resolve this? Is chatas first and then ayla, or is ayla first and then the second one is chatas? And that says the braisa, like we said in the Mishnah. Dam chatas koydemis l'dam ayla. The blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the ayla. Why? M'nei maratza, because it appeases. It provides a greater atonement than the ayla. And that, where is atonement? Atonement is in the blood. So the dam chatas comes first. But a vari ayla v'chul, but regarding the limbs of the ayla, the shita megubetzes and Eistal adds on the words, koidmen le mori chatas, they come before the sacrificial parts of the chatas, memnei shehen kala le'ishin, because they are totally burnt on the fires, versus the limbs of the chatas are not totally burnt. So in that's where the ayla comes first. So both psukim are true, regarding the dam chatas is first, regarding the limbs, the ayla is first. Now, however, the Gemara asked the question, but why is it that all the blood of the chatas is before the blood of the ayla? But matana kamaisa, the first gift of the four gifts of blood that you do with a karma chatas, dimechaper, the atonement is already completed with that first spray. As the Gemara said in Perek B'Shem, it says, v'kiper, which is even if only one gift was done, the atonement is done. So tiktim, that one should have to go first before the blood of the ayla. But v'hanachlai, but the other three remaining throwing of blood, we shouldn't necessarily have that before the blood of the ayla. Why do we say that all four come before the blood of the ayla? So Amar Avinei says, hacha b'chatas halavim eskinam. This pasuk that we mentioned before, that we're saying that the chatas comes before the ayla, is the chatas that the levim brought when they were inaugurated in Avodah in the Mishkan. That although essentially, really, although it was called a chatas, was really like an ayla, because it wasn't being brought for any sin that the Levim did. And even so, kamrachmona he ticked them. Even so, the Torah tells us that chatas comes before the blood of that ayla. Why? Because ultimately, it was called a chatas, at least a name, that comes before the ayla. So too, the three remaining sprays by the karma chatas, although they're not the kapar of the chatas, but they're still called the zrikas of the chatas, and since that's the source of the pasuk, we see that even if it's just chatas in name, it's going to be before the blood of the karban ayla. Or b'marava amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they gave a different answer. They said, look, ha'il v'hiskel b'matan is gamer. Once you started doing the gifts of the chatas, because yeah, the first spray is the atoner, and that comes before the blood of the ayla, so then you conclude and you complete the other remaining three, and then you move on to the ayla. So therefore, although yes, technically, you're right regarding the remaining three, but once you start it, you finish it, and that's where they all come before the blood of the ayla. Now, the Gemara has questions that are not explicitly mentioned in our Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara asks Ibailu the following question. Dam chatas ve'ivari ayla. If one has, at that opportunity in the Azara, to either throw the blood of a karban chatas or the limbs of a karban ayla to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, izeman kaidim, which one comes first? Explains the Gemara. Do you say dam chatas kaidim, that the blood of the chatas comes first, m'neshe meratza, because it appeases for a chi of karis and therefore has great sanctity? Idilmar, maybe evari ayla kaidim, maybe the limbs of the ayla come first, m'neshe in kol leishim, because they're totally burnt on the fires, so therefore they have greater sanctity. Says the Gemara Tashma, let's bring a right from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, dam chatas kaidim la dam ayla. The blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the ayla. So it sounds like ladam oilahu dekadam. The blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the oil, which is not so sanctified because it doesn't really provide atonement for anything. Even the asay, it's really only like a dairin. But leivari oil dekadam, it sounds like, but for the limbs of the oil, which that does have an element of sanctity with greater than its blood, where it's totally on the fires, that for that the dam chatas would not come before it. Says the Gemara, no, Adrab, to the contrary. Mesefa, I could bring your raya to the contrary from later on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, next case, Evari oila karmi le'emur chatas. The limbs of an oila come before the sacrificial parts of a chatas. Sounds like le'emur chatas who they call them. When do the limbs of the oila come before a chatas? Is only the sacrificial parts. But where the sacrificial parts doesn't have any great sanctity in comparison to its blood, because the blood is what provides the atonement for the karas. So it sounds like, but ladam chatas leg kadam, that regarding the blood of the chatas, the limbs of the oil would not come first. So Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right, mahalak lamashmana, obviously we cannot infer from the halacha of a Mishnah, because there's contradictory inferences from the two different halachas of the Mishnah. The Gemara moves on to the next case, Ibailu, the following case. Dam oila ve'imuri chatas, the other way around. Let's say you have the blood of the oila and the sacrificial parts of the chatas. Ezman kaidim, which one comes first? What's the question? Says the Gemara, do you say dam oila kadim? The blood or the oila comes first? The ka'asi mikayach kal, where although it itself is not burnt on the fire, you don't even burn blood on the fire, you throw on the mizbeach, but it's coming from a carbon which has in it an element that's totally burnt on the mizbeach, meaning its limbs, so the blood of it is also sanctified and therefore goes first. Maybe we're going to say the sacrificial parts of a chatas comes first, the ka'asim mekayach mechaper, where it comes from an element of atoning, meaning the emurim of the chatas do not atone, like we said, because the kapara is only with the blood. So too, the blood of the oil is not totally burnt on the fire, because the only thing that's burnt on the fire are the limbs. But it comes from a koyach kol, where the limbs are totally burnt, and the limbs of the chatas comes from something that has a koyach mechaper, so which one would come first? Says the Gemara Tashmal, it's being arrived from our Mishnah. A Mishnah said, "Dam chatas kum dam oila." The blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the oila. Now, says the Gemara, it sounds like "dam chatas who the kum dam oila." The blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the oila. Avle muri chatas lai. That's because the blood of the chatas is machaper, but the emurim which is not machaper would not come before the dam of the oila. So the Gemara adirabe meseifa. But to the contrary, I could make an inference from the next case the opposite way. Says Ivari Oila Krimle Murichatas, that the limbs of the oila come before the sacrificial parts of the chatas. Sounds like Ivari Oilu Hud Kamile Murichatas. Only the limbs of the oila, which those are totally burnt on the mizbeach, that as a chashiva, that comes before the sacrificial parts of the chatas. Abadam oila loy, but the blood of the oila, which does not have that, would not be before the murichatas. Alamaholak al mashman, rather says the Gemara, from here you cannot infer, because again these are contradictory inferences. Continues the Gemara, Ibailu, the following question. Dam oila b'dam asham. You have the blood of the oil ready to be sprayed, and the blood of a carbon ashram ready to be sprayed. Ezema and kaidim, which one comes first? So the Gemara explains. What's the question? Dam oil kaidim, do you say the blood of the oil is first? The ka'asim ekayach kalim, because ultimately it's coming from a carbon where all of its limbs are burnt totally on the mizbeach, in contrast to the ashram. Idilma dam ashram kaidim, maybe you say that the blood of the ashram comes first, the mechaper, where it atones. And therefore maybe that comes first, just like we say chatas comes before oila for that reason too. But says the Gemara Tashem, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Dam chatas kaim la dam oila." The blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the oila. Sounds like avol dam asham, but regarding the blood of the asham, for it to be before the blood of the oila, that loy, that no, because we know that chatas is more severe than asham. If asham was before oila, why say chatas before oila? Say asham before oila. If it's only chatas and not asham, that actually the blood of the oila comes before the blood of the asham. And that says the Gemara, no. Truth is, the Mishnah could have and would have said that even the blood of the Ashram comes before the blood of the Ayla, because the Kayach Mekapra of it is stronger than the blood of the Ayla, just like Chatas is. But the Aydi de Bayla Misne Sefer, but since we had to learn a later case in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah then went on to say, Evari Ayla Kremlai Mur Chatas, that regarding the limbs, the meat part, actually the limbs of the Ayla comes before the sacrificial parts of the Chatas. The itanule mori ashram, because had we said the inverse, if the first case had been the blood of the ashram before the blood of the oila, we would have said that the limbs of oila are before the sacrificial parts of the ashram. Then havaminale mori ashram hodikami. Then I would have thought, yeah, the limbs of the oila only comes before the sacrificial parts of the ashram. But le mur chatas loikami. I would have thought to say, but for the sacrificial parts of the chatas, it would not come first, because we know that a chatas is more severe than ashram, like the Mishnah says. And therefore, oh, we would say oila comes before Asham in its limbs. But regarding chatas, it wouldn't. Because, oh, why are you picking Asham? Obviously, chatas not. That's why it said, in these two cases, chatas. Because of the seifa. But truth is that maybe we would have said the dam Asham also comes before the dam of the oila too. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's make a different raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, chatas koidim la Asham. The karma chatas comes before the karma Asham. Sounds like chatas who the karma le la Asham. What comes before the Asham? The chatas. Aval oila loy, but the oila doesn't. Now, my love, aren't we even talking about that the dam is talking about that the dam of the chatas comes before the dam of the asham. But the inference is, but the dam of Ela does not come before the dam of the asham. That answers our question. The asham comes first. This is Gemara Lo Ino Aimurim. It's actually talking about the sacrificial parts of the chatas come before the sacrificial parts of the asham. But again, not as an inference to say, oh, but that it, regarding Ela, it wouldn't. Because actually, the regarding sacrificial parts, the oila comes before even chatas. Rather, it's saying a chiddush in the chatas over asham. Not only is the blood of the chatas over the blood of the asham, but even the imurim of the chatas over the asham. And says the Gemara, deka nami diktani, a precise reading could infer that, and therefore we're talking about imurim, and therefore there wouldn't be any relevancy regarding making a dik of the bloods of oila versus the bloods of the asham, because the words of the Mishnah are, why does chatas come before asham? Memnei shedam anitin, because its blood is placed in the four corners and on the corners and the yisoid in contrast to asham. So obviously we're talking about the chatas and asham in their sacrificial parts. Because if we were comparing their blood, it shouldn't say shedama, it would say shehini tennis, that it is put. Because that's what we're talking about. That's the subject. Obviously the subject is not the dam, but rather the murm. We're talking about regarding the murm, its blood of its carbon is put in those places, and that's where chatas comes before asham. Therefore, we can't make any inference over here regarding the asham and the oila with their bloods, because it's not talking about in this part of the Mishnah regarding the bloods, it's talking about regarding the imurim. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah said, chatas kedemes b'chulu, which went through a whole list of things, what comes before the other thing. So it said that a karma chatas comes before a karma asham, because like we just mentioned, because by the chatas, it's put on four corners, and it goes on the yisayt. So that has to come up, but Adrab, to the contrary, I could tell you that Ashim Kadim, that the Ashim comes first, because it has a stringency. Shekin yesh lekitzvah. There's a minimum amount for how much the value of the carbon has to be bought for, which is as kestim shkalim. A contrary, the karmachatas can be bought for any amount. So maybe that gives it more sanctity. So the Gemara, no, filachi ribidim is beich adim. Still, the fact that there's an increase of element of sacrifice, of putting on the mizbeach by chatas over Ashim, because chatas, it says it's going on the yisayit, and it's put on four corners in contrast to the ashram. Therefore, that makes it more sanctified, even though an ashram has a minimum amount of money, how much it has to cost. The Mishnah continued then said, ashram kaim l'toyda b'chul v'ikam, an ashram comes before the toyda, because the ashram is kachim in contrast to the carbon toyda, and the el nazar. On that has to come up, but adrab, to the contrary, I could tell you how toyda v'el nazar kadmi, that they should come first, shekein tun lechem, they require bread with them in contrast to the ashram. So you see that's more chashibas of kedusha by the Taydan El Nazir. So the Gemara, no, filachi kachi kachi madivi, the fact that it's the highest level of karbanis is more significant than the fact that they come with bread. Then the Mishnah continued and said, Taydu va Nazir v'chulu. The Taydu and the ram of the Nazir come before Shlomim because they're eaten only for one day in contrast to Shlom, which is 2 days, and they're brought with bread. And that says the Gemara, Adrabah, to the contrary, I could tell you, Shlom kadmi, the Shlom should come first, Shekin yeshnam b'tzibur k'biyachad, where the carbon Shlom can be brought as a carbon tzibur, like we find on Shavuos, the Kivsei Atzeres, is a Shlom that's brought as a tzibur, just like an individual could bring a Shlom, in contrast to a Taidin al Nazar, can never be brought as a carbon tzibur. Says the Gemara, Falachi nechon liyamechad adivin, the fact that they eat for only one day is more significant in regards to the sanctity being stronger than that of the Shlom. Now, Ibayla had the following question. We put Taidiv al Nazar together. But regarding either or of them, Ezeman Kaidim, which one of those two comes first? Says the Gemara, do we say Toyda Kadma, that the Toyda comes first? Shekin to Unadal Mini Lechem requires four types of breads. Oidim, or maybe El Nazar Kadim, we say the ram of the Nazar comes first. Shekin Yeshe Moidam Machem. There are other bloods that are brought with that ram, which is, there's a, besides it being an Ashim, it comes with a Chatas and an Oila with it that are obligatory. So besides that it's a Shlam, so maybe that you bring these other bloods with it, you see that it's considered significant. Look what it's coming with. Just like that's brought with breads, but this is brought with more bloods. So says the Gemara Tashim, it's being a Raya from a Braisa, which previously had been discussing the Alochas of Toyd and El Nazar, says the Braisa, Zu Kedemis Lezu. The Toyd comes before the El Nazar. Why? Shazur Tuna Dalmin Elechem, because the Toyd requires four types of breads, Bezu in the Tuna Elish Nemin Elechem, whereas the El Nazar only requires two types of breads, so the Toyd comes before the Ram of the Nazar. Mishnah continues, it says, Hashlam Kaim Lebuchar Bechulu. The carbon Shlam comes before the firstborn animal carbon, because the Shlam requires four gifts of blood, and requires Smicha and the Sacham, and Tinufus Chazab Ashaik, in contrast to the Bechar. But that is the Gemara Adrab, to the contrary, I would tell you, Bechar Kaidim, the firstborn animal comes first, Shekein Kudushasim Irachim, its sanctity is from when it comes out of the womb, contrast where Shlam, it has to be sanctified, and Venechalikan, it's only Edmar Kehan, contrast to Shlam. So the Gemara Falachim Mitzvah Yisrael Adifa, the fact that Shlam has so many extra mitzvahs, Nesachim and Smicha and Tinufas Chazav Ashaik, that makes it more distinguished in sanctity than that of the Bechar. The Mishnah continues to say, the firstborn animal comes before the Maisa Behemoth, the tenth animal that's brought as a carbon. Why? Because the Bechor is Kaddish Mirechem from when it's born. And it's also eaten by the Kahn, in contrast to the Maisa Behemoth, is eaten by the owners. And that is the Gemara Adrabah, to the contrary. Maisa Kain, we should say that the tenth animal, the Maisa Behemoth, is first. Shekei Mekaddish Lefanav L'Achrab, where it sanctifies the numbers before it and afterwards, where there's a Mishnah that teaches us that if, let's say, the way it's supposed to work is he takes his whole new herd and his flock and he puts them through the passageway, which is narrow, and there's only room for one to come out at a time. The tenth one, they brand with a red stamp. But the Mishnah teaches, if let's say instead of calling the tenth one the tenth, he calls the ninth one the tenth, and the tenth he calls the ninth, and the eleventh he calls the tenth, all three are sanctified. The tenth because it's the tenth, ninth because he called it the tenth, and the eleventh because he called it the tenth, as the Gemara learns out in Bukhari from Sukkim and Av Samach Mebeis. So that you see that's a pretty interesting level of sanctity, that not only is the tenth one sanctified, it sanctifies the one before it and the one after it. So the Gemara, Falachi Kedusha Merechem Adifa, the fact that the Bukhari is sanctified from its womb is more significant of a sanctity than that of the Maisa Behema. Mishnah continues, said Maiser Koyim Lo'efes Bechulu. The Maiser Behemoth comes before a bird carbon, because it's a min zavach, it's a type of an animal sacrifice, and also has two elements of it that are kachim kachim. It's dam and it's a murm. In contrast with the bird, only has that of its dam. That is the Gemara Adrabba, to the contrary. Oifes Kadmi, the bird should come first, shekin kachim kachim. Because even if we're talking about chatzis ha'if, even the consumption of it is going to be kachi kachim because it's a chata saif. So that should be more significant because it's kachi kachim, like we said, by ashram, and when we compared it to the lower ones under it, that it should come before maisa behemoth, which is only kachim kalam. So the Gemara, afil hachim min zevachadav, still a type of an animal carbon that's slaughtered with a knife, is more significant even than the kachi kachim of a bird. Now, the Gemara Ketin is related, which will relate back to the halacha of a Mishnah, Amar Avinu Bar Shila. Says imuri kachim kalam, the sacrificial parts of a low level carbon, which again its meat is eaten by the owners, but there are certain parts, the fats, that are burnt on the mizbeach. So these imurim shiyatzu lifnei zrikas dam, that they left the area, the perimeter of the azara that it's allowed to be, and they left the designated area before the blood of the carbon was thrown. So on that says the Gemara psulin, they're going to be invalid. Meaning, and the chiddush of this is that even though that regarding the halacha of mi'ilah, misappropriation of taking from what's hektish without permission, before the blood is thrown, it doesn't have the sanctity to violate mi'ilah. But that's what Ravina Bar Shila is telling us, that however, regarding being invalidated with the psul of yaitze, it is considered kachi kachim already, even before the blood is thrown, once it was designated with kedusha, and therefore it's going to be psul of yaitze. It says the Gemara B'tana Tuna, and the Tana of our Mishnah supports this halacha. Why? Because our Mishnah said it, as we quoted just before. It said that the Maiser Behemoth comes before the Chata Sa'if. Why? Mimneshu is Zevach. First of all, it's a type of an animal carbon. And the Yeshna Kachri Kachim has two elements of it that go to Hashem. Damav Veimurin. It's blood is thrown on the Mizbeach, and the sacrificial parts are burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, that is the Gemara as follows. Bishlemei Murin Lesna Bo'ifas. We understand that, okay, the sacrificial parts do not pertain to a Chata Sa'if. There's no sacrificial parts of it. The blood is thrown on the Mizbeach, but there's no sacrificial parts. The meat of the bird is eaten by the Kahanim. None of it is part of the Mizbeach. So we understand that's one of the two that the Maisa Behema has over the Chatzis Aif. But El Adam Mia Isa, but the Chatzis Aif has its blood also put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, the only thing the Mishnah should have said is that it has its Emurim that's Kachay Kachim in contrast to the Aifas. So why is it saying both of those elements of the Maisa Behema, Elalav, rather, the reason why it mentioned the blood with the Emurim, even though really regarding blood it doesn't have anything over the bird, is Kamash Malam, it's coming to tell us a secondary halacha, nothing to do with what it's greater than that of the Chatzis Aif, but rather just to compare a Emurim Kidamoy, to compare the sacrificial parts to its blood, to tell you that they both become sanctified. When the blood becomes Kachi Kachim, so too the Emurim become Kachi Kachim. Which is telling us, just like the blood. Obviously, when we're talking about its sanctity, it's before it's thrown, because actually it loses its sanctity once it's thrown. So too, the sacrificial parts are going to be also the sanctity of Kachi Kachim before the blood is thrown. And for Kakarlu Kachi Kachim, you see that it's called the holiest of the holies. And therefore, just like the blood becomes invalidated by being taken out of the perimeter, even before it's thrown, because obviously once it's thrown, you already did the Aveda. So to the sacrificial parts are also going to be invalidated by taking it out, even before the blood is thrown, because again, like we said, for this, you are calling it Kacha Kachim, even though regarding the Ela, it only becomes Kacha Kachim after the blood is thrown. Says the Gemara, so to name him Misayeli. Let's support this from the following statement of Amiram. The Amiram discussed the case of Basar Kachim Kalam, Shias Lafnezri Kisdam. What's with regarding the meat of a low-level carbon, which that's actually eaten by the owners, that went out before the blood is thrown? What's the halacha? Shabbi Yechon Amar Kashri says it's valid. Rish Lakish Amar Pasri says no, but became invalidated. Why? So the Gemara explains, Shabbi Yechon Amar Kashri says it's valid. Hayil v'sefer latzi, since anyway, the meat of the Kachim Kalam is going to end up being taken out of the Azara, because actually one is permitted to eat the Kachim Kalam in the entire city of Yerushalayim. So even though it left now, before the blood is thrown, and you can't eat it yet, but that will not invalidate it. Rish Lakish Amar Pasri says no, it becomes invalidated. Adayin lo higia zman latzi, it didn't yet come the time for it to leave the Azara, because it's not yet permitted to be eaten until the blood is thrown, and therefore it is pasul of yaitzeh by being taken out of the Azara. But one thing says the Gemara is adkan le pligel babasa, their whole machlekes only was by the meat of the carbon. That's where Bichan said it's going to be kosher, because even he who said it's kosher is because sefer latzi is going to end up being taken out. Regarding the sacrificial parts, which are not going to end up taken out, it's burnt on the Mizbeach, it's not supposed to leave the Azara, that there, Rabbi Yechon never said this halacha, so he said that according to everyone, the Murin, even before the blood is thrown, is going to be possible for Yaitze. And that says Gemara, no. Huadin, the Beimurim Nami Pliki. We could say that even by the sacrificial parts, they disagreed, and Rabbi Yechon said, even over there, it's going to be kosher, because it's only the Zrikas Hadam that makes it into Kacha Kachim, not only for Me'ila, but even regarding the Psula of Yaitze. Now, as Rashi points out, but this that the Gemara had said, that the only reason why he permits it by the meat is because Sefer Latzeis, which you don't have that logic by the Emurim, that was actually the Gemara who was explaining it, but it wasn't from the actual statement of Rabbi Yechanan. And that's what the Gemara is rejecting that right now, and saying that no, he says even there's no Psal Yaitzi even on the Emurim. But how did come Mifligi Bebasin, and why did they disagree only by the meat? Is Ledyacha Kechid Rish Lakish, which was to tell you the Chiddush of Rish Lakish's opinion that Phila Basin, the Sefer Latzeis, that even meat is going to be taken out, and that's Rabbi Yechanan says Kasher. And not actually that. The Gemara actually fell off from that. Because actually, Rabbi Yechon is going to be say it's kosher even by the Emurim. But even there, where Basa Sefer Latzeis, Amar Adayin Lo Higi Zman LeLatzeis, he said that it didn't get time for it to be taken out, so it's actually an element of Chiddush and Rish Lakish's opinion, that he says it's going to be possible. Rabbi Yechon says kosher doesn't need that halach of Sefer Latzeis, because even by Mum, which is not Sefer Latzeis, he says, look, before the blood is thrown, so then there's nothing of Kachim Kachim on this thing, and therefore, even on Emurim, he says it's going to be kosher, but there's no Raya from the Samachlegis and Aram. We could say that actually Rabbi Yechon would hold that Emurim that went out before the blood was thrown actually would not become invalidated, because not only, unlike the halacha that Ravina Barshila was saying, that just like by the halacha of Me'ila, it's only going to be kachi kachi when the blood is thrown, so too we could say with the psul yaitzi is only when the blood was thrown.